Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday, March 16th, 2012 broadcast of the InfoWars Nightly News. We're almost halfway through our pit stop. We are improving the InfoWars Nightly News, and we've made a lot of plans to improve this program that you're watching right here, the program hopefully you've been watching for the past many months, but it's all just been inaugural. It's all just been a test run for the true, concise, powerful, hard-hitting, truth-telling episode we want to bring to you, we want to bring to everybody. So we hope you're going to share this program, especially in the future, with all your contacts, with strangers, with anybody. Burn it to disk, hand it out, send the link out to links on YouTube and other platforms. Meanwhile, tonight, we're going to bring you another rebroadcast. It's a powerful special episode on vaccines. Alex talks with one of our latest contributors who's been a powerful force in the InfoWar in his own right. That's Kurt Linderman Sr. He himself has some skin in the game with a relative, I believe, who was injured by vaccines. He talks about all kinds of stuff, how the CDC is trying to sell the hoax that parents must vaccinate their children. Meanwhile, he talks about the special case of one Rachel Garman who refused to inoculate her son, and instead her doctor turned her over to the state troopers, tried to report her to the Child and Youth Services Department, and otherwise tried to put forward that color of law myth that somehow you are legally required to vaccinate. Well, it's just not true. It's part of that ongoing eugenics platform. Now, in this episode, we're also going to cover a lot of the 2012 campaign. It's definitely been a hot primary season full of treachery, full of shenanigans. And this time is no different. There's dirty tricks about Ron Paul trying to tie him to the KKK as people on the internet vowed to dress up in white robes and claim to be Ron Paul supporters. Meanwhile, there's a comparison showing how similar, just how very similar Mitt Romney is, has been, and will be to Barack Obama, whether it's from health care to big government plans to the military aspects and the NDAA. There's not more than a dime's worth of difference, even if that much. Meanwhile, the Tulsa grassroots campaign discusses how to fight the real fight for Ron Paul in the delegates battle, although that is a struggle as well. And a special case for Central Falls, Rhode Island, one small town that after it faced economic hardship was put into actual receivership, losing all auspices of Democratic control and being turned over basically to corporate control. That and a whole lot more on this episode from January 17, 2012. Enjoy, and don't forget, we'll be back soon with a rebranded, more powerful, ready-to-go, gas tank-driven, new tires, ready-to-speed-away InfoWars Nightly News race car.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. Thank you for joining us for another edition of InfoWars Nightly News, made possible by patriots that don't want to live as slaves in a New World Order plantation like you. We've got an interview coming up with Kurt Linderman Sr., an investigative journalist, dealing with the scourge of police and paramilitary goons harassing and even arresting people that do not vaccinate their children. Doesn't matter if it's not a law. We have a lawless government. So we're going to be breaking that down with him in the interview segment tonight when we break down autism, vaccine dangers, you name it. That's all coming up. An extremely powerful interview this evening. In the meantime, let's go ahead and jump right into the news. Mitt Romney has come out and said that he would sign the National Defense Authorization Act. And in fact, we have him saying that last night during the debate, and we have Ron Paul's response to that.
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have, and I do believe that it's appropriate to have in our nation the capacity to detain people who are threats to this country, who are members of al-Qaeda. I know that if I were president, I would not abuse this power. And I can also tell you that in my view, you have to choose people who you believe have sufficient character not to abuse the power of the presidency.
Governor Romney is president.
Well, you don't give the president powers that he could abuse. It's called a Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is the new doublespeak we're hearing from Obama. I'm signing this bill to secretly arrest you and have you disappear into a black hole, but I'm not going to implement it. Well, then why do you want that power? And, of course, Ron Paul responded, but what's so just frightening and creepy about all this is he's talking about detaining people. Like, they don't have the power to detain terrorist suspects now. No, it's indefinitely detained without a trial, and no one even knows where you went. Where'd Alex go? Where'd Darren go? Where'd Marcos go? Where did Rob go? Where'd Wesley go? Oh, well, they all disappeared into a black hole. No one knows where you went. And here's Ron Paul, the kook, the extremist, saying, hey, let's follow America's jurisprudence. This is what makes America America. And they're all like, oh, he doesn't want us to be able to secretly arrest whoever we want. My God, this is insane. No, it's called America, and you traitors don't like it. Here's the clip.
Congressman Paul, a different question. Your plan to...
Why can't I ask you about that one?
You were included in the question in the first place. Do you want 30 seconds to respond to this?
I need a minute. No, I think we're going in the wrong direction for the protection of our liberties here at home. They're under deep threat. This is major. This says that the military can arrest an American citizen for under suspicion, and he can be held indefinitely without habeas corpus and denied a lawyer indefinitely, even in a prison here. So don't give up on our American judicial system so easily, I beg of you.
I mean, follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's what makes America America. I apologize to viewers for airing that type of profanity and extremism. I'm starting to agree with the establishment. Anybody who doesn't want to fully shred the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, Second Amendment is dangerous. I mean, I'm ready for my network job. I'm ready to go on national TV right now and work for Bain Capital that runs Clear Channel. And tell everybody that Ron Paul's bad. I am ready right now to get that job done. Mitt Romney, who still owns large parts of it, but does control all these shows here that are saying Ron Paul's bad. Mr. I love abortion, Mr. I love open borders, I love gun control, I wrote Obamacare. By the way, we have those clips coming up during the break, and a vote for Mitt Romney is a vote for the New World Order. That'll be our little break segment. Is a little piece put together by our own Dave Thomas, who does a great job heading up our YouTube channel with 170 million views, just one of our YouTube channels. You can get the Bain Capital boys who go to the White House and get their talking points down for now. They're busy acting like they're fighting with Obama right now while they're trying to elect Mittens Romney. But that's coming up during the break. Okay, we've gotten into one article this evening. We've only got about 50 others here. Let's continue here with our extremism. There's a Kurt Nemo article we just showed you. Romney and Obama share same bankster campaign contributors. That's all you need to know about the Ponzi scheme operators and their little abortion lever. I wonder where the Mormon church is on abortion. I guess I'm an extremist, too. Cutting babies up, chopping them up's all right. Yeah, there's some of the contributions right there. Goldman Sachs, Credit Suisse Group, Morgan Stanley, all the big boys. J.P. Morgan Chase, it's all right there. Same people that give to Obama, give to Lord Romney. And the same whore media that force-fed us Obama is force-feeding us Romney and telling us the second-place guy, Ron Paul is an actual constitutionalist. They're telling us he's an anti-American liberal because he believes in the Constitution and other dirty, bad things. Again, don't talk about that, though. Don't play all the clips of him pushing abortion and open borders and gun control and Obamacare because now he says different things up there to fool conservatives. Bain Capital, not a lot to talk about. Okay, that's enough. We're done there for now. Continuing now here with the news, we have a interesting article, and I'm going to get this guy on, Chris Hedges. I want to get him on for a while, esteemed journalist. He's suing Obama because this allows the arrest, secret arrest of journalists who they say threaten the government's position, which isn't the people's position, but their position. They say you can be a black bagged. Journalist sues Obama over indefinite detention law, NDAA. Provision could be one-way ticket to Gitmo for reporters, claims class action lawsuit. And we have a little clip of that. Here it is.
That for those of us who care about civil liberties, the right of dissent and freedom, we have to stand up. And that's why Carl and I have decided to do this.
Well, good job on that front, because even if you don't win the suit in these kangaroo courts, you expose what's going on. They want to keep the secret arrest of citizens secret because they don't want to make it a political issue. They want to just try to train the cops and military that, see, we have a law behind the scenes, and then roll it out when they have some staged event. No, it's not going to be that way. We're going to be here exposing your criminal activities right down the line. Obama and your Republican clone, your twin dictator, Mittens Romney over there. Now, continuing, a taste of the future, or something right out of science fiction, like in RoboCop in the third episode, where the criminal corporation is bankrupted the city by design by shipping drugs in. Troubled Rhode Island city in receivership loses democracy. And it goes on to say, well, they've gone into receivership, 19,000 people, in Rhode Island, and that now a private corporate board will decide everything, including how many taxes they pay. And so it's just a total mafia takeover. This is why the government, federal government, gives you unfunded state mandates to bankrupt you, is so they can then come in and take control, because the bankers just create the money out of nothing. Shifting gears into a report dealing with Ron Paul. Ron Paul haters plan KKK stunt to smear congressman. This has been out for a few days, and now it's linked to Google operatives. The same folks in Google, of course, running a fake Arab Springs to put al-Qaeda in control in different areas, the Middle East and Libya. And so there it is. They got caught with Rand Paul dressing up like hillbillies in Kentucky and making fun of the locals and running around holding up racist signs claiming they worked for Rand Paul. It turns out they worked for the Democratic challenger, but that didn't work too well. Let's continue here, because now we're aware of your tricks. As Google employee plans KKK stunt to smear Ron Paul, but we're watching. Sorry, not going to work too well for you. But I guess maybe it will work. 2 weeks ago, they put out that Huntsman video claiming that, you know, oh, Huntsman has Asian daughters as an ambassador to China. He hates Asians. Vote Ron Paul. No, Ron Paul pointed out that he worked for Obama as ambassador, not that it was wrong to be ambassador to China, but that he worked for Obama. And, of course, Fox News, CNN, it turns out they all knew it was fake, but they still ran with it. So maybe even though this is public, they'll say it. I mean, maybe they could have a guy dress up in red pajamas as the devil and come out and say he endorses Ron Paul. The media would say that was completely normal. There's another report we've got at Infowars.com that I think is good for people to go read. How to get Ron Paul elected, Tulsa grassroots Ron Paul campaign office. This doesn't just affect Colorado or Oklahoma or Texas. This is nationwide how you can become a delegate and make sure that they can't try to shut him out at the convention, because this thing is a very close horse race between Mr. Globalist Romney, who, if we expose his record, is dead on arrival politically, and Ron Paul, a true constitutionalist American. And it goes on to say, at this point, I'd like to make a special appeal for all InfoWarriors listeners to claim a chair for liberty at their state conventions to nominate Ron Paul for president. You must call your county GOP office right away to volunteer at the precinct level. And I'm not saying lie like Romney and act like you're a conservative or libertarian to become the presidential candidate. Don't lie and say you support Mittens Romney so they give you that delegate position and then you can double cross them. Don't ever do what they do. All right, continuing here. I'm sorry. It's just there's no end to it. Okay, continuing here. Here's an article out of Casey Research. I think it's pretty good. The Rise of the Praetorian Class. We've got a quote here. This is like in Rome, where there's this ruling class that you ask permission, you know, to wipe your nose or do anything. As the Praetorian class ascends, the clear, albeit unstated, message that emerges is that actions and events in the economic class only occur with its tacit consent. What did Karl Rove say a few years ago in the New York Times? He said, I control reality. We control reality. Whether driving on roads, traveling in the air, visiting public land, walking down the street, or even living in your own home, every action you take is predicated on permission. They're just training you to be a good little slave. Hey, I'm going to grab your wife and children's genitals. I'm TSA. It's for your safety. Hey, but the government put the underwear bomber on the plane. Never mind, traitor. I will beat you up now. By preconditioning the populace to enforcement of its edicts, most of which are completely arbitrary, the Praetorian class sets itself up for a high degree of autonomy in its actions. This is confirmed by the fact that consequences for malfeasance with the Praetorian class are almost never observed, and when it happens, it typically becomes a grotesque spectacle in which one of its own is sacrificed as an example as to keep appearances of effective internal controls. They eat their own. Wow, that is a good quote, Marcos, that you found. I'm going to cover this on the radio tomorrow. Yeah, I want to get this right or wrong. That's absolutely, it's all about slave training, all about breaking your will. And then it's just, so when the globalists bend over with their big wart-covered rumpus, you're supposed to just, oh, and they're like, you know, and you're like, that looks like a big wart-covered rumpus. And they're like, no, that's a lily. Now you need to worship it. And, you know, hey, it looks like a pot-bellied pedophile at TSA about to grope my wife. Shut up, Al-Qaeda. It's for your own good. Continuing here, a terrorist defendant or honoring a hero. Which truth do you believe? Hero bin Laden. Now, I don't think he was a hero running attacks against the Serbs and Russians before that. And his code name in the CIA was Tim Osman. Zbigniew Brzezinski and others admit that. And there he is with Zbigniew Brzezinski. But the level of command he did was at least a full colonel, maybe even general. And so the question is, should the establishment bury Osama bin Al-Qaeda, CIA, ADA, bin Laden? Should Al-Qaeda commander bin Laden be buried at Arlington as a hero? I mean, his family is one of the wealthiest in Saudi Arabia, builds most U.S. military bases in the Middle East. And the article just goes over what an incredible hero he is to the New World Order. Here's some of those quotes. Now, again, I think it's terrible that he could be buried at Arlington Cemetery, according to his file. Those who damned bin Laden, who claimed and called him a terrorist, are the same people who tried to defame the memories of JFK and Franklin Roosevelt, two of the most popular men in American history. In fact, because of the attacks, the name bin Laden stands alongside Kennedy and Roosevelt, damned by the same liars. This is satire, of course. If they lied about Kennedy, and they did, and they lied about bin Laden, then what can we also prove? America's intelligence services that worked with bin Laden until his death in 2001 still respect him as a honored ally and hero. They actually had Benazir Bandar Bush on CNN actually saying that right for 9/11, on Larry King saying, don't talk bad about him, he's a hero. I don't agree with this, of course, but the point is that some could say he could be buried at Arlington. In fact, no single living American can prove he has suffered more, fought more, or risked more for America than Osama bin Laden. Shocked? You should be. And then it just goes on to break down the fact that he was a globalist asset. And the article has a lot of facts in it, but it's there to basically get you to realize he is a globalist stooge. We're going to go to break with this little piece put together by one of our YouTube team. And then we're going to come back with our guest. CDC increases pressure on parents to vaccinate kids with deadly toxins. Doctor calls police child services on mother who refuses to vaccinate son. It's all coming up after this break. And if you're watching this out there in the internet land, you want to be part of the team and help support what we're doing, subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or simply get a free 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. We are real news, real analysis. Teleprompter free. We'll be right back.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I can't prove that, but I believe, based on what I read, that the world is getting warmer. And number two, I believe that humans contribute to that.
Governor Romney, as president, would you have signed the National Defense Act as written?
Yes, I would have, and I do believe that it's appropriate to have in our nation the capacity to detain people who are threats to this country, who are members of Al-Qaeda.
Da bin ich und so wollen wir bauen und arbeiten an der Wiederaufrichtung unseres deutschen Volkes. Deutsches Volk, gib uns 4 Jahre und ich schwöre dir, so wie wir und so wie ich in dieses Amt eintrat, so will ich dann gehen. Ich tat es nicht um Geheim und nicht um Lohn. Ich tat es um deiner Selbstwillen.
Internationally, President Obama has adopted an appeasement strategy. He believes America's role as leader in the world is a thing of the past. I believe a strong America must and will lead the future. He doesn't see the need for overwhelming American military superiority. I will insist on a military so powerful, no one would ever think of challenging it.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Hello, how are you, ma'am?
Hi.
My name's Heyman Matlock. I'm with the Natomas Unified School District.
It's not easy going door to door, making sure students are vaccinated.
Your daughter is on independent study.
Yes.
Kayla, has she
yes.
been verified with her Tdap?
No.
Okay. We were coming today to give her a Tdap if she hasn't had it done yet.
Get the off my house. Hamus Matlock dealing with a lot of sticky situations. Despite weeks of free clinics and warnings, some Natomas kids still have not received a shot for whooping cough. He has a list of more than 4.
Okay, what you just saw from that California TV station is the type of deception that we deal with on a daily basis. Now, most of the reporters and people involved are just unconscious, repeating the hoax. But as a public service announcement, what you just saw is an attempt at fraud and coercion. They say it's mandated. We're here. Well, I'm coming in to give you this shot. When there's no law that your children have to take these vaccines. And the vaccine companies that have government liability protection with your tax money are lined up around the block to try to get states and the federal government to mandate their vaccine. That means pushing on you outside of law because they make tens of billions a year per vaccine. It is outrageous. And we're now seeing all across the United States, because vaccination numbers are plummeting as people get informed about how it lowers immunity, a lot of times gives you what they claim it's treating, causes autoimmune responses, brain damage. As all of this comes out, the number of people vaccinating is plummeting, and there's statistics out there where the more highly educated you are and the more highly educated an area is, the less vaccinations going on. So there's all sorts of fear-mongering over this, that if we don't have hundreds of these shots in our lifetime, you know, that somehow we're going to die. If we don't have 50-plus shots by the age of 2.5, why it's all over. And we've seen this hoax that it's the law that you've got to be vaccinated, even though all it is a government regulation to attend school that is a policy, not law. But they will lie to you. They will tell you you're going to go to jail. It's part of a giant hoax. Now, yesterday I was sent an email, and I called the lady and tracked it down with Rob Dew and did confirm her case. She gave us copies of the letter that the state police left on her door twice. They also, with CPS, visited with her neighbors trying to dig up dirt on her, all because she took her 2.5-year-old son to a new pediatrician and explained, I'm not going to be vaccinated. You're not going to give that to my son who doesn't have any health problems because we're concerned about dangers in vaccines. It's all over the news. And the pediatrician tried to basically push her to do it for an hour. The lady left. And then the police show up at her house with Child Protective Services, implying it was illegal not to get vaccinated. And so here in a moment, I'll put up on screen the actual Pennsylvania code that's the same in all the other states, that it is a regulation, not a law, and that they have a waiver. But the waiver itself puts you on a health department list as if you've done something wrong. And they tried to get her via federal mandates, Rachel Garman and her husband, to sign a form saying that you know you're endangering your child and that you're basically abusing him, which they then used to have the CPS be sicked on you. She refused that, left, but they had, you know, her address, phone number, and all of that information, and sent the police there. This is just incredible. Even if you're for vaccines and you think if the vaccine companies come out with 10,000 vaccines that we should have 50 shots a day, even if you believe this is all wonderful and Guillain-Barre's and increases in cancer and going from 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago with autism to 1 in 68 and growing, maybe you think this curse, this blight is a great thing. Still, is it good to get on TV and lie to people and to tell parents in the schools you're going to go to jail if you don't do this? So that's why we're exposing this hoax. And there's so many other issues we see in dinosaur prostitute media outlets that are bought and paid for. Hell, half their ads in many cases in magazines, TV, radio, and print are big pharma. Even if you agree with this medical tyranny, is it good to lie to the public and run this hoax? The truth is, the fact that they've been engaged in all this fraud is going to blow up in their face in a big way. Now, joining us in this expose is investigative journalist. He's worked with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a medical doctor, one of the leading experts on vaccine damage. But he also got involved investigating this when his youngest son was damaged by a vaccine, and he's been able to reverse much of the problems. See, mainline doctors won't even tell you it can be reversed because they don't want to admit it's in the gut in a toxicity that's affecting the brain. Just like when you drink a half gallon of liquor, it affects the brain. The gut and the brain are connected. We've interviewed many of the top medical doctors on that subject. And he's been writing a lot of great articles for Infowars.com in an attempt to warn the public. He's Kurt Linderman Sr. And the articles are, Doctor Calls Police Child Services on Mother Who Refuses to Vaccinate Son. So that's like saying, you know, you refuse to go on whatever other drug they want, so they call the police on you. And another one, CDC increases pressure on parents to vaccinate kids with deadly toxins. He put that one out yesterday at Infowars.com. Both excellent articles. But here's the issue. Because they know we're waking up, you're noticing when you go to Walgreens or CVS, they push vaccines on you with signs and the clerks and the pharmacist. You see the advertising intensifying, billboards, banner hangs, airplanes flying around with signs trying to scare you, brainwashing the children, trying to turn them against their parents in the public schools. All of this is being done because they know there's an awakening, and now the CDC is sending letters to people's houses, funding local bureaucrats to go to your door and try to force shots on you, as you saw in the earlier clip. This is so outrageous. And yes, for the first time ever, there is actually a law in California that they can give your young child vaccines without asking you. Now, somebody, some pervert, can't pick up a 12-year-old girl, even if she consents, because it's statutory rape. She's not at an age to be able to consent. A child may consent to drinking alcohol, but you can't give it to them because they're a minor. You're corrupting them. And it's the same thing for the state to come out. We have a clip of this coming up later. And to go on CNN and say, look, so what? Parents don't need to know. This is the government trying to take over society. Now, they still claim it's not forced. It's just if they can trick your kid into the van with them, basically. That's what this is. It's one step away from that. Well, then it's okay. So just off the chart information. But I want Kurt Linderman Sr. to break down his own experiences a little bit later, after we talk about what's happening with Rachel Garman, and this happens to countless people every day, this attempt to intimidate people into taking these dangerous vaccines. Kurt, thanks for coming on with us today.
Honor to be here, Alex.
Well, it's an honor to have you. You've written an article about this. Obviously, the interview's now up at PrisonPlanet.tv from the radio today. What do you think of what they did to this lady?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword. She kind of put herself right in the den, the lair, if you will. But that's the one thing they hate the most is a strong, healthy, and intelligent, educated mom and dad. They hate that. And this lady, Rachel Garman, is exactly that. They barked up the wrong tree with her.
And, of course, you say put herself in the den. A family practitioner you've known for a long time is generally better, or doing research for doctors that don't vaccinate or won't push it on you. But they federalize, for those that don't know. Explain that. The pediatrician, I mean, you might as well go be in a police lockup or be interrogated at Gitmo. I mean, they're there treating you as if you're guilty.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is what I would suggest to most parents is if your child's not sick, stay the heck away from the doctors. Find a good homeopath. Find a naturopath. If you do feel the need to have a pediatrician on hand, then find a family doctor that agrees with your stance. Just don't go willy-nilly out there and just find a doctor out of the phone book. That's just not the way to do it.
Now, in your own personal story, the doctor that gave your son the vaccines, and then he went from being perfectly fine to having serious problems. He's now woken up and is actually against vaccines, speaking out against it, which is a great testimony to the fact that most of these doctors are just ignorant. But hearing about the profile of this doctor that called the police, that sent CPS in against this mother, when the mother's like, "I'm educated, I'm informed. No, I'm not going to do this. No, it's not the law." What does this doctor sound like to you?
Brainwashed. I am quite certain, like most of the pediatricians out there, they didn't join the medical profession to poison children. They believe this as much as the parents do, that they're doing the right thing. They're doing what is needed to be done. They're as uneducated as many of the parents out there are. That's the thing. We have to get the doctors educated as well as the parents.
Look, you're the expert on this with a vaccine injured child, but how often do you hear about or read about these cases where they're sending the police after people or having the police corner people at the hospital with a newborn baby?
I hear about it constantly. The Godboldo case recently was one of those cases that made national news and even international news. But every day the coercion is there, and they make you feel like you're being a horrible parent if you don't vaccinate, and that's how they get you. And then they've always got the CPS in the background ready to jump on you.
And again, it's not a law. Tell us about the Godboldo case.
The Godboldo case is a lady out of living in Detroit, Michigan, and her 13-year-old daughter, vaccine injured, a lot of issues. And this was a case of the CPS worker basically saying, your mother is not going to put you on Risperidol, so we're going to take you from your parents. And that's the case where the police, the SWAT teams, actually busted down her door, and they had a tank in the front yard. This is the kind of thing we're going to see more and more often, but we're going to see less of it if people like the mother, Rachel Garman, stands up and tells these people enough's enough.
Well, you're right. Continuing here, there's no doubt they're running the hoax that it's illegal to not vaccinate. What's your view on that attempted fraud?
Well, you're able to perpetuate that fraud simply by the fact that parents aren't educating themselves. The main reason that I'm where I am right now is because I didn't educate myself. I trusted the doctors. That's why I'm in the position I am in now. But a lot of parents are waking up due to your show and websites and Dr. Tenpenny and everybody out there doing what they're doing. They're educating the parents, and parents are starting to realize slowly but surely that this is not the case. It is not law. If you're an educated parent, they're not going to try to bully you into vaccinating. My school district right now sends, for all three of my kids that are still in school, they send me the exemption forms and just ask me to sign them and send them back. No other parent that's not educated will they do that to. They will simply tell them, no shots, no school, that's it. If you're educated, they're more than willing to acquiesce.
I've talked to countless parents that call and say, they're going to kick my child out and charge me for truancy. And I say, wait a minute. They're going to kick them out and charge them with truancy. There's a waiver. And they'll say, really? They'd lie to me? The school nurse, the principal? And I say, what state are you in? Oh, I'm in Tennessee. I'm in California. Type in California exemption. They type it in. They go, there it is. They lied to me. And they go in and say, here's the form. I know you have it in that file cabinet. And they go, oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, that shows if they're lying about this, what else are they lying about? I mean, that's super creepy. They can get so many people to lie.
The school districts actually get money for 100% vaccinated kits for each child that is vaccinated per the CDC schedule. A lot of these school districts get money for that. Now, where do you think that money's coming from? It's not from the taxpayers. It's from the pharmaceutical industry.
Which we have a clip up on the website. If you just type in Bayer found guilty for HIV and blood, MSNBC reported on it years ago. They knowingly for a decade shipped out factor VIII with hepatitis and HIV and it a death sentence to tens of thousands in Canada alone, the U.S. and Europe, of hemophiliacs. And it came out in court. They just didn't care. I mean, that level of absolute evil is just hard to deal with.
Well, when you look at the very beginning of the whole mercury issue with autism, the Simpsonwood, the CDC held a secret meeting at Simpsonwood in Georgia at a Methodist compound, for that matter, a Methodist camp. And it was right there in the documentation that we had to retrieve from Freedom of Information Act that these doctors were saying, oh, my God, we had no idea there was so much mercury in this. And there was actually documentation of one of those doctors that were sitting on that panel that rushed to the telephone to call his pregnant daughter and say, do not vaccinate my grandchild. But yet they covered it up for everybody else out there.
Well, that's right. In fact, it was 2001 that ABC News finally broke the transcripts of that, where the head of it saying, don't give this to your children, grandchildren. This is it. We have caused massive brain damage, but we got to cover it up. I mean, this came out in Congress. This came out in congressional reports. Of course, we reported on it before ABC News was forced to. So the system knows. I mean, they know, and their answer is just full steam ahead.
Well, they've got to, because when you start looking at the mainstream media, if you will, which is why I love the internet, the alternative media, yours and others, because you're not bound by that. When you sit down and you watch a program, especially a news program, any time of the day, what do you see two-thirds of the time? You see pharmaceutical ads. Now, they are not going to bite the hand that feeds them. They are not going to say vaccines are dangerous. They're not going to say that Lipitor is dangerous, because that's what pays the bills.
You're right, and they've got an agenda to basically debilitate everybody and then sell us the treatments for what they've done. Let's get into your story from your own experience. What happened to your son?
Well, the main reason I do this, the main reason for the last 6 years that I've been out there going to the conferences, talking, my YouTube channel, my website, everything, is because I don't want parents to go through what my wife and I did. We took a walking, talking, beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby boy, walked him into the doctor's office. He had had some ear infections that I believe were caused by earlier vaccines, so he hadn't been able to catch up on his vaccines. So the doctor said, you got to get him caught up. We brought him in. He got 6 vaccines in one day, a total of 9 different viruses and antigens in those vaccines for 9 different diseases, 6 shots in one day, literally within an hour, the high fever, within 2 days, exploding diarrhea that, by the way, lasted 4.5 years, stopped talking, stopped walking, distended belly, the classical MMR reaction that you hear about from Dr. Wakefield. He had it all. He didn't speak another word until he was 5.5 years old.
By the way, Dr. Wakefield, I talked to him today. He is now suing the British Medical Journal propaganda arm that came out and ran the hoax that he made all that research up, when it turns out there had been all this separate research. Just amazing the crisis that they've basically helped push. Continue, though, with what happened with your son after that, and the doctor that was part of this. He actually had a soul and actually started to wake up.
Well, yeah, basically what happened is, after about a year or two after the injury, of my wife begging doctors, begging anybody she could talk to, what is wrong with my son? One of the therapists that was working with our son in the preschool type therapy thing that the state helps out with developmentally disabled children, said, you know, you really need to talk to this other mom, and gave her the number, said, I'm really not supposed to do this, but here's the number of this mom you need to talk to. And when my wife contacted her, she said, yeah, your child's vaccine injured. You need to get your butt over here. And they talked, and it just opened up the world, something that doctors refused to tell us. There's no hope for your child. We were told your daddy's a big guy. His daddy's a big guy. So by the time he gets too much older, you're going to have to institutionalize him. And, that was what we got. 4.5 years of diarrhea. It was, well, that's just autism. If we had had a child with 4.5 years of diarrhea that was just perfectly normal otherwise, we would have been sent to CPS for not taking care of our children.
Well, think about this though. They know, and studies have come out, that Crohn's, that's now epidemic, autoimmune response in the gut, connected to the measles shots. They know all this. I've had countless scientists, medical doctors, they've known for 30, 40 years. And here's this epidemic from what, 1 in 25,000, 20-something years ago, to 1 in 68 now. In South Korea, it's like 1 in 45. I mean, it is getting crazy. I mean, when I went to high school, there was a tiny little building for the autistic kids. Now it's some areas, a third of the school. I go to the park, there's autistic children everywhere. This is an overdiagnosis. You go take your kids to the movies. You know, the poor children are everywhere. And the doctors, as you said, will not tell them because they don't want to admit it's their system. They don't want to admit it's a viral infection. They don't want to admit it's the guts where all the bacteria and everything's at, you know, going through an autoimmune response trying to get rid of this poison. They don't want to admit that, you know, just like when you're nauseous, you can't think or speak, when you have the flu, that this child is in a torture chamber. They don't want to tell you about antibiotic treatments. They don't want to tell you about all the other, you know, gut flushes. They don't want to tell you this because now it's coming out. You can reverse it. And then, oh my God, you know, if it isn't something genetic or whatever, then it's got to be caused by something. And I read about the lucky children are the ones that start convulsing right there after the shot. Because then at least they don't blame the parents, you know, when they have autoimmune response and bleeding on the brain, and say, you shook your baby. I mean, what happened when this starts happening to your son? You know, walking, talking, happy, great, boom, you know, just living hell starts. I mean, at first, did the doctor deny it? Or I guess you didn't know what was going on.
We had no idea what was going on. In fact, we were so brainwashed, we never even considered the vaccines until my wife met this other mom. And from there, it took off. We started researching. We started looking at different options. We started realizing that there's a whole community of parents out there that are healing their children due to the inattention and ineffectiveness of the medical industrial complex. They decided on their own, we're going to find the few doctors out there that will listen, and we're going to do this on our own, and we're going to prove to these doctors what they've done. And that's basically what's happened. Our son was on the diet. You've got the American Academy of Pediatrics, that criminal organization that sits there. And once Jenny McCarthy started talking about the gluten-free, casein-free diet, all of a sudden they threw out this study. Oh, there's no proof that that works. The proof is the fact that after my son was on the gluten-free, casein-free diet for 6 months, he said his first word in 4.5 years, in 3.5 years. So there's my proof. I don't need a criminal organization like the AAP telling me what works for my son and what doesn't. They've already lost my trust.
Well, look, we forced him to put on Prozac that in the trials it causes suicide. They knew that since Eli Lilly did the test back in 1980. They knew that aspartame, it took them 3 times to get it approved. I mean, it killed the monkeys they gave it to in the 70s. They know all of this, and it's more than just money. They're doing a test to see if they can brain damage and hurt people and then just get away with it. And everybody wonders why cancer's up several thousand percentage, and diabetes and brain damage and neurological disorders and all of this. And it's big pharma. It's the eugenicist. I mean, I've got all the quotes, the documents. It's far worse than them just being cold-blooded. You know, when the CDC found out about the brain damage, they said, oh, my God, we got to cover this up and protect our kids. But above them, they're just the bureaucrats. This is a very cold-blooded operation. What's your view on that?
Alex, I love what you just said about the eugenists. So many people, even those that feel like they're awakened and enlightened to the New World Order, they still think that these vaccines are all about profit. And that is just a byproduct, a little added bonus to these psychopath idiots out there. This is eugenics at its best. The worst thing that can happen to this tyrannical system is an educated public. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're dumbing down society. They're either making them sick, which when you make them sick, hey, that's an added bonus because they're going to be on a bunch of pharmaceuticals for the rest of their lives and let that kill them. Or they're going to be so devastated physically and immunologically that they're not going to be worth anything. The parents are not going to be worth anything because they're going to spend their entire time and their entire fortune taking care of that children, their children. They're not going to be paying attention to what's going on as the tyrannical idiots are taking over. We are being dumbed down. That's exactly what's happening. ADD, ADHD, Risperdal, Ritalin, the vaccine, the cancer, and the sterilizing drugs in the vaccines. This is all about population control and populist control. That's what it's about. The profits are just a good byproduct.
And what's insane is in our library here, we have over 200 books written by Nobel Prize winners, world leaders, UN documents, where they say in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, diet, injunctions, injections, we're going to dumb people down. We're going to do it. We're going to give people degenerative diseases and then give them treatments. In fact, there's the quote, diet, injections, and injunctions will combine. That's a Nobel Prize winner from a very early age to produce the sort of character, the sort of beliefs that authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. And we've got some David Rockefeller quotes we'll get to, and then also some Rockefeller documents about sterilants and the vaccines. And this is what happened to your son. And I've talked to the geneticist. I've talked to the scientist. You know, obviously, as much as I do or more, because it happened to you. You know, I have to cover all the areas of research. But what happens is, and any doctor will tell you this the world over, female children are much tougher than male children because females have to be able to have a child. That's why women gain weight quicker than men, because in a starvation situation, women are just tougher than men. Not in a fist fight, but in starvation, disease. It's well known. Women are way more stronger than men. They have a much thicker blood-brain barrier. It takes more poison to kill a woman, on average, depending on the type of poison, than it does a man. This is known the world over in all mammal species. And so it's very simple. That mercury and other chemicals are able to get across the blood-brain barrier. The autoimmune response in the gut from the viruses that are in there is able to have a greater effect, a bigger autoimmune response in men. And the system knows this. Your son, who by the grace of God and your researches has reversed a lot of this, he was somebody that, oh my God, we overcooked this potato in the oven. And I hate to use terms like that with your son, but for other parents out there who haven't gone through this yet, most children, it's supposed to be a basic IQ reduction, just a conk on the head. And then they add the bisphenol A and all the other cocktails to this. And it's just so cold-blooded. But again, in every cloud, there's a silver lining. If their system wasn't malfunctioning and causing the more serious damage in some boys and girls, mainly boys, we wouldn't have known about this. So do you see my point?
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing you got to think of is when everybody's saying, oh, the mercury had nothing to do with it, you got to understand, I've seen the studies. Mercury is enhanced. The toxicity of mercury is enhanced by testosterone, is decreased. The toxicity is decreased by estrogen.
Yes.
And then we have 4 out of 5 male children being autistic. Come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist here, much less an immunologist.
Well, you're right. Wow. Well, the tide is turning. I mean, I know you don't want to get into the private stuff with your doctor, but you were telling me off air that he's now awake. And of course, now we're learning that the Amish aren't getting autism. Native tribes that have never been around civilization in Brazil, zero. I mean, this is clearly a man-made situation, just like the honeybees dying is man-made.
Alex, I've interviewed Dr. Eisenstein, a very dear friend of mine, many times. He's the Chicago area. His mentor was Dr. Mendelsohn. He's had over 70,000, I believe it is, patients since 1973 come through his clinic. 99.9% of them are unvaccinated. 0 cases of autism. 5% of the asthma rate of their peers in Chicago. We're not talking about the Amish out in the country here. We're talking about in Chicago, his patients, zero autism. We're talking about 5% of the asthma of the other kids that are vaccinated. It really, honestly, it's a no-brainer, and they're just protecting their own. It's really scary.
Well, 10 years ago, Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon, neurologist, developed a lot of the more famous brain surgeries that are out there today, world-renowned. He coined the term excitotoxin. That's now in the mainline literature. He explained that vaccines massively reduce your normal immune system, and that once your immune system gets worn down, it doesn't start responding to cancer and things. Right. And he explained that's one of the big reasons you see all of these different neurological disorders and other things exploding. And then major studies 3 years ago, the Canadian government admitted, you take the H1N1, it doubles your chances of getting the regular flu. It destroys your immune system. I mean, right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt whatsoever about that. When you look at the immune system, okay, our kids aren't getting chicken pox. The problem is our kids are going to get chicken pox when they're 18, 19, and 20 years old, and they're no longer on their mommy and daddy's insurance policy. And when you're 18 or 19, you think you're going to live forever. You're not going to go to the doctor. They're going to get it then. What's that going to do? It's going to cause sterility. It's going to cause death. It's far more dangerous disease with older children. You know, that's why you're supposed to be getting it when you're young. It trains your immune system. I liken it to if you're going into the Olympics as a weightlifter, you could do one of two things. You could take steroids, or you can train your body and learn the techniques. Now, the one that takes steroids might be super strong, but he's equivalent to the one that's vaccinated. His immune system, his ability to do what he wants to do is not going to be optimum, and he's going to suffer he's going to pay the price for it. The one that trains, the one that gets those childhood diseases, their immune systems are trained. As they get older, they're going to be able to effectively fight the harder core diseases. I think that's the way God intended it.
Well, the system is trying to turn us into the bubble boy. Remember that famous case in the 70s where we have no natural immune system? We've got to buy everything from Big Pharma, and it just creates a prison. In closing, I want to play a clip from CNN where they have a guest on, and the governor did sign this bill, trying to say it's fine for 11, 12, 13-year-old kids to not have to get parental consent to have a vaccine. And they just sell like, well, it's no big deal. Kids do drugs. Kids, have sex. They do whatever. I mean, it's so bizarre that even the establishment media people on the show weren't ready to discredit themselves by agreeing with what they were hearing. I want to play that clip and get your take on it, Kurt. Here it is.
Parents are legally accountable for any adverse events, adverse reactions that occur from the vaccine. Federal bureaucrats, government bureaucrats should not be making decisions for parents.
Lisa, we do know that there are vaccine injuries that happen from vaccines. Should parents know when their 12-year-olds are getting a medical treatment that could be risky?
Well, already in California and other states across the country, children are already receiving medical benefits that their parents aren't aware of, birth control, abortions, events where there could be a severe adverse reaction, even leading to death, like in cases of abortion.
So shouldn't their parents know about that? Lisa?
Yes?
Shouldn't parents, you're making the case that there are risky things that 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds are experiencing. Shouldn't their parents know about those?
Well, I think parental consent starts in the home. Every day our teenagers are doing things to risk their health. They're having sex. They're experimenting
that's with enough.
Drugs. They're acting cavalier.
That's enough. Shut her off. That is an empty, vapid, soulless jibberwocky that simply repeats her talking points. And this is where the bizarreness, the Orwellian, macabre, Kafkaesque, absurdist nature reaches, where even the establishment prostitutes are like, parents shouldn't know. And she's like, hey, we're killing, people are having abortions without parents knowing, 12-year-olds. Hey, they're doing drugs. They're having sex. And they're sitting there like, no, let's not let parents know what the state's doing with their 12-year-olds. I mean, folks, this is the thing about not having any standards or morals. Once you give in to the system telling them what to do, the sky's the limit. the sky is the limit. We just have our minders that tell us what to do. In closing, do you think they're overplaying their hand now in their desperate attempt to try to force this on us? When we were just kind of going along with it trustingly, they could just con us. But now that we're waking up, they're really jumping up and down. It's not our health or safety. That's not the reason they want us to take these.
Alex, all I could say is, yeah, they're way overplaying their hand because there's a lot of parents like me. I know of tens of thousands of them in this community, and they're way overplaying their hands. And I can also say that this Lisa chick that was just on, I certainly hope she keeps on being the spokesperson because she's making my job seriously easy.
Yeah, acting like she didn't hear what they said to her. I mean, just the... And the arrogance, it's spiritual, that smiling, that enjoying how ridiculous they are, just like, hey, we're the establishment, I'm with the winning team, it doesn't matter what you little people think, I'm going to roll over you. And even the reporters like, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, they're trying to overturn our survival instinct. And I'm sorry, there's not enough mercury or fluoride or GMO or bisphenol A to get that job done. The human instinct that parents protect their children, it's hard to override.
Yeah, no doubt. And even if you are a parent that happens to be pro-vaccine, that should still scare the heck out of you, that clip, because it is about the state being able to say, oh, yeah, go get that abortion. Oh, yeah, do whatever you want to do. They're taking apart the family. And without the family, this country's done. This world is done. Family is where it's at, individuals and family.
And the state's waging war against it because it makes us independent. It doesn't make us part of their hive Borg collectivist cancer patient system that they love so much. In final closing, and a caveat, because I was going to bring this up and then the show is about to end, but we've got to cover this. Briefly, what did you do to reverse a lot of what happened to your son?
Diet. Enzymes, healing the gut, that's the main thing. These people out there that say it's a psychological disorder, do not listen to them. You're just damning your child to a life of autism. Heal.
A two-year-old, I got to interrupt, a two-year-old doesn't go in fine, get shots, have convulsions, get a fever, and then have all these problems after that. It's obvious. I mean, a neurological issue you're going to see from the beginning. It's like if you got bit by a rattlesnake and you're getting sick and convulsing and they go, it's not the rattlesnake, you know, because it's a GMO company. This is happening just because you're bad.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Please continue.
No, that's it. Heal the gut. Have the doctors do the tests. A lot of times when the guts hurt, the yeast and the candida will grow, will cause all these problems. And anybody that's taken a shot of tequila can tell you what goes on in your gut happens in your brain. Take care of the gut, heal the gut. That's the primary thing. A lot of therapy. We've got a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in our house from OxyHealth. We've got so many things that we've tried, and every little bit he gets a little bit better. And our son's now straight A's in school, in fourth grade. He does have an aide that helps him out because he's socially not real with it, but he's a smart little guy and he's healthy. No thanks to the industrial medical complex that caused this. Thanks to doctors like Dr. Wakefield and Dr. Tenpenny out there and all the caring physicians and the moms and dads that we network with, because we're the ones healing our children, not the doctors.
That's right, and they hate that. The witch doctors want to control everything, but some of them do have souls and, as you said, are waking up. What was the process like for your doctor that was part of this when he finally woke up?
Well, it was a she, and I wanted to throttle her. Once I found out, once I figured this all out, I'll be honest with you. I'm a red-blooded American guy, and I just wanted to go in there and do my thing. But my wife said, no, I'm going to talk to her. And now she's an ally of ours, and she's learned what it did. And she still vaccinates kids that ask, but she doesn't pressure them anymore. And she doesn't vaccinate her own kids, as far as I know, and I'm pretty sure of that. And she's gone to the Autism One clinician seminars and has learned what's going on and how to treat these kids. And now a lot of her clientele is kids with autism that she's taking care of, because my wife decided, I'm going to talk to this doctor and try to change her mind. And she did.
That's right. Again, resistance is victory. You've got to reach out. You've got to show them the facts. I mean, we've got all the documents where they admit they're adding stuff to them. I mean, I'm not even saying the science of vaccines might not be, you know, valuable if it was some super deadly plague or whatever, and it was a, you know, guaranteed death one way, you know, the danger the other, then I'd roll the dice. But just big companies want to push all this garbage on you, have liability protection. It's crazy. Give us some of the websites that you've put together with some of your research for folks that want to learn more.
Well, my website is viralsepidemic.com. Virals is an acronym for vaccine-induced regressive autistic-like symptoms. So viralsepidemic.com. I've got some of my articles on here, although many of my articles are now going to InfoWars. But then 14studies.com is a great website to take a look at their research and take a look at our research and put two and two together and just think for yourself. A great website for doctors and then parents as well. Autism1.org is a great website. My wife happens to work for the magazine autismfile.com, and they have a lot of great articles on treating your child biomedically. Those are the big ones that I can think of.
All right. Well, listen, great job. And again, even though this was painful for you and your wife and your son, again, by them doing this to you, now you are reaching, as you know, the work you do, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and the tide is turning. And so it's important that we warn others before this same fate or something even worse. As you know, a lot of kids actually die from these. Kurt, God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, amazing. Well, that's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. I want to, before I do today's quote, I want to warn everybody out there, this isn't a game. I don't just get up here and cover stuff half-cocked. And we've done our research. We know what we're talking about. And this is all done on purpose. And the people that are low-level compartmentalized, the bureaucrats, the big pharma salespeople, the doctors, they're in a cult. They're brainwashed. And it's up to us to reach out to them and educate them. Now, this is a war, and it's a war for the truth. The globalists fight us with lies, but we've got to get the truth out to everybody. Please, those of you that subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, who see this first and have the archives and the rest, you are financing and supporting this message so we can warn people on YouTube and all the other video channels, millions a week we reach with this nightly news. And that's why I'm doing this. A lot of days after doing the radio show and interviews and running this big office, I'm exhausted and don't want to do the show. But I always just think about the fact that people are getting hurt here. And I take my job very, very serious. And so that's how I always have the energy. But we couldn't do it without you supporting us. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're watching this out there in internet land and want to see our operation grow and continue, you can try the 15-day free trial right now at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's today's quote from Albert Einstein. The ruling class has the schools and the press under its thumb. This enables it to sway the emotions of the masses. Very simple, but true, from Albert Einstein. Okay, great job to the crew, and great job to our guest. That's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Lord willing, I'll see you back on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, wherever you're listening in the world. You can always tune in via InfoWars.com and back here on the Nightly News. God bless you all.